So what hand does a lefty put on his tefillin? Seems like it's a klutz kasha. No, any lefties in the room? So what hand do you put your tefillin on? Your right hand. Says the Gemara Menachos, it seems very simple. A Tanur Rabbanan, seven words here. Iter meniach tefillin biyamino shehu smolo. A lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand, which is his weaker hand. His quote-unquote left hand, in other words, his weaker hand. In other words, a lefty, according to the Gemara, puts his tefillin on his right hand. Right hand. Says the Gemara Menachos, a blot later, has a completely separate discussion, and it talks about Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak talks about, well, where do you put the tefillin on your arm? In general, a person. Do you put it down by your fingers? Do you put the tefillin on your biceps? Where does it go? So the Gemara there connects. The pasuk says, and then afterwards, after saying you place it by the heart, it says you wrap the tefillin. So you see from over there that you wrap the tefillin on the place close to your heart. What does this have to do with anything? I'll tell you in a second. Comes along Shulchan Aruch and says, what are you wasting my time here? The chabura is a very simple chabura. A lefty places v'iter yad yamino. He says the lefty who does everything with his left hand, meniach bismolo shu yamin shel kol adam. He places on the right hand. That's the way it goes. Okay. Comes along the Meiri and says, ein nirakein. And the Meiri preceded Shulchan Aruch, but he's responding to this opinion earlier on. And he says, ein nirakein, it doesn't make any sense. A lefty doesn't put it on his right hand. A lefty puts it on his left hand. Sharei wasuma kineged halev hutzarech. He needs to place it next to it. Wait, what side is your heart on? No, so if you have a heart? Yeah? Even though you're lefty, it's on the left side. So how dare you put it on the right hand? It's not near the heart. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, the whole reason why you put the tefillin up on your upper arm is so it's equal to the heart area. Put it on your right hand, you don't got a heart on the right side. So says the Meiri, it must be that, and the way they explain this, Meiri, it must be that Gemara's opinion that you put it on your right hand if you're a lefty is not working with Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says the tefillin have to be next to your heart. I don't care if you're a righty. I don't care if you're a lefty. It always goes on your left arm. Now, that's strike one against the lefties in the back there. Strike two against the lefties on the back. I mean, how many years you put on tefillin? According to Meiri, you made a bracha v'atol every single time, perhaps. It's crazy. Shulchan Aruch says they're totally fine. Comes along, not only are they bad according to the Meiri, they're bad according to the Kabbalists. Come along the Shari Tshuva, and he says, Shari Tshuva quotes the Ri ben Yitzchak, if I can find it inside, I'll read to you the one-liner, which is the Ri, V'shami Tzibur says, Matzatz B'zirzav, V'mahari Tzemach, sorry, I remember Yosef Tzemach. He says, Herich V'hir B'barayas, he brings proofs, She'iter Yad Yimino, a lefty, Eino Rashoi, he's not allowed, Lashanos Mikol Adam, Mishakol. He has to do what everyone else does, which means he puts on the left hand. And why? And he quotes, he says, why? Shlo Lashanos Haseder Elyon, not to deal with the upper spirits. I don't know what that means, but that's a Kabbalistic idea. So you got a Meiri, which is a Litvish idea, whatever, a non-Kabbalistic idea, right? And you have now the Kabbalists who all say that every lefty lechachila must put tefillin on their left arm. Now that's great, nice and fine, but Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Shulchan Aruch says, no, a lefty puts it on the right hand, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, they all agree. So you're doing the right thing, you're putting it on the right hand. But now comes the problem. You go to a shul, and you're a lefty, and all they have are a bunch of righty tefillin, which go on the left hand. You don't know how to switch it. You're not going to start playing with it. So can you put on a righty tefillin? In other words, take a righty guy's tefillin and put it on your left hand, even though you're a lefty. In other words, can you rely on these opinions that say lechadchila lefty should put it on his left hand, not on his right hand, even though that's what they do, but can you rely on at least b'dieved? So the Bala Iter has a very interesting discussion. The Bala Iter is earlier on. He talks about that, what about lulav? What hand does a lefty hold a lulav? It's a tongue twister. Try saying that three times fast. What hand does a lefty hold a lulav? The answer is, he says, a lefty takes a lulav in the right hand like everybody else. Because we're chanting all the lulav is only derabbanan. It's not like tefillin, which is a daraisa thing. It makes important, makes a big deal. What hand do you put on? Fine. But then he says something weird. He says, if a lefty takes the lulav in the left hand, which is a stronger hand, it's fine because it's no worse than tefillin. And that's how he ends. So you can interpret those last four words in two ways, and this is the whole chabur. What does it mean it's no worse than tefillin? So one way to understand it, the way the Beis Yaakov says, it's no worse than if a lefty switches it by tefillin. In other words, if our lefty is over there, put on the tefillin on their left hand one time for whatever reason, because they don't have their own tefillin, so they borrow my tefillin, they have to put it on their left hand, it's fine. And just like by tefillin, if you switch it, if you're a lefty accidentally, or you need a b'dievet, it works. So to by lulav, if you flip it, it works. It would come out, according to this Beis Yaakov's interpretation, if a lefty puts on his tefillin on the left hand, at least b'dievet, he's fine, and he didn't make a bracha of atala.
Put it on your other arm either way?
Well, you could put it on his right hand. That's what he's supposed to put it on, according to Shulchan Aruch. But let's say he doesn't have this tefillin, and he borrows my tefillin. It has to go on the left hand or any other righty.
Does it have to go? I mean, can he put it on
the left? I think the way it's wrapped, you have to flip things around. Let's say he doesn't know how to do that. So he takes a righty's tefillin and he puts it on his left hand, like not the proper way. Is he yotzei b'dievet? According to the Beis Yaakov, he's fine b'dievet. Says Mr. Berno, you're killing the base. That's you're killing that Mar Mako, Miss Bala Iter. That's not what the Bala Iter means. All the Bala Iter means is that if a lefty would take lulav in the right hand, which would be like everyone else is doing, he says it's not a big deal because it's just like tefillin. Tefillin, he also does. It's no worse than tefillin, which a lefty wears on the opposite side, which is his right hand. And thus, if a lefty takes a lulav in the wrong hand, in other words, his left hand, he's yotzei b'dievet. But it doesn't mean yotzei lulav. But it doesn't tell you anything, says the Mishnah Berurah, about what would happen with tefillin. If a lefty would wear his tefillin on the left side, he wouldn't be yotzei. So you have a huge machlokas. If a lefty borrows a righty's tefillin and he puts it on his left hand, is he yotzei b'dievet or not? According to the Beis Yaakov, is according to Mishnah Berurah, no way. Now, what about the other poskim? The Malbim, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and they say, no, you could rely on the Meiri, and you could rely on the Kabbalists. If a lefty puts it on his left hand, b'dievet is fine, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Now, for the Chumrah of the century, should our poor lefties every day put on two pairs of tefillin? Stinks to be a lefty. Yeah? Can you imagine that? Put on one pair on their right hand, which is what they're doing, like Shulchan Aruch. But what about the Meiri? What about the Kabbalists? Let's say put on after davening. So put on after davening. They should have to stay later after davening. And put on a second pair of tefillin. Because according to the Meiri, according to the Kabbalists, you haven't been yotzei tefillin. At least with Chachila, you haven't been yotzei tefillin in 30 years. So what are you going to do? So maybe, says the Oz Nidru, maybe you should have to put on tefillin after davening. Says the Oz Nidru, we'll end with a bang. The Oz Nidru gives you guys some good thing. You could end with the Oz Nidru. I suggest all the lefties leave after that. The Oz Nidru says, no, he says, that's ridiculous. He says, why would you do that? He says, he's saying, can you put Rabbeinu Tam afterwards? He says, no, it doesn't make any sense. He says, you don't need to do it. He says, Sholamaisa tzarch l'nich raka yamin shol koladim v'ein tzarch l'hachmer l'nich gamo smol. We don't need to do two. But then he says, if you want to be machmir, okay, you could be machmir, but you have to put it on since your bar mitzvah on both hands. If you want to do that, gesuntet. Says the Kloisenberger Rebbe, he says, what do you mean? The Kabbalists say, you got to put it on the left hand. So he says, l'bnei Torah, if you're a b'nei Torah, hamedaktikin b'mitzvah, is careful of b'mitzvah, ani yomer sheinichenu achar tefillin al smol asom. They have to put on after davening on the left hand. K'dei latzei sidei chovas shita sarit semach shei megudoy le'am mekubalim. He was a top Kabbalist. K'mo she'er lev achidah. The chidah writes he was a top Kabbalist. How could he not put it on your left hand as well? I don't think this is the minhag olam at all. And therefore you're fine if you just put it on the right hand. I think that's the upshot. Yeah? A Kabbalist. So we don't pass like Kabbalists against Shulchan Aruch. The tricky part, and this is part of this whole sugya, you're really getting me off on an hour tangent, but we're done now. But really an hour chabur is, what happens when Shulchan Aruch says one thing, and the Kabbalists say to do something else, and you could do both at the same time. Because here, you put on your tefillin regular davening on the right hand for a lefty, and after davening, could put on the tefillin on the left hand. So according to the Divrei Yitziv, you want to be Yotzei the Gavus, you really should do it. I've never seen anyone do that. I think you're fine to rely on Oz Nibru. Shkai.